Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. How are you today? What kind of a leader are you? We're going to talk a little bit about leadership today because international news is happening. We can't ignore it. We're not going to ignore it. Our hearts and prayers and efforts go out to President Zelensky and the citizens of Ukraine and to our friends here in the United States that are from the Ukraine and have friends and family still there. We've heard from some of them, and fortunately, They're safe, the ones that we know directly. I know there's a lot of people that are not in Ukraine. And again, what a tragedy. And thankfully, some of the world is rallying around behind Ukraine. And the United States has followed the European Union and other organizations' lead and has started taking more severe measures against the aggressors in Russia. This isn't a political show. We're not going to ignore moments like this, because this is a great example of leadership. You know, you get someone like President Zelensky. We have a little show and tell. Here's a picture of President Zelensky in the streets of Kiev after being offered a ride. You know, our people in Washington, D.C. had offered to get him safely out of the country. And instead, he turned that down and said, look, what, you know, I need ammunition, not a ride. And he went out in the streets and started doing selfies and videos out to the people of Ukraine and to the world to go, look, here we are. He went in the street to support his people and to lead from the front, where leaders are always at, right? You're a leader. So, you know, leaders lead from the front. And what a great example of leadership. What a great example of someone stepping up. You know, this is the same man that one of our, you know, the people that call themselves the newspaper of record in the United States mocked him for being in over his head. You know, they ran a comment or a headline that, you know, former comedian turned president is in way over his head. And that's close to a quote. May paraphrase a little bit there. But is that really the way you would respond to an example of leadership like this, someone putting themselves in harm's way? And think about that. As a leader, what type of leader are you? Are you a leader that is connected to the people that help you with your mission, that come alongside you for your mission? Are you a leader that is connected with the people you serve through the mission that you've created your organization to accomplish? Or are you a leader at a distance? Are you someone that says, no, I will only associate with people? You know, like, for example, that mocking comment about President Zelensky, you know, that kind of reveals an attitude of, because of his background, because he was a comedian, he's unfit to lead. He couldn't be a president. Well, let me ask you something. Do you believe in self-rule, self-leadership? You take the Constitution of these United States of America. It was designed to allow for self-rule, self-governing. So that means that the people, and when you look at the requirements that were put in for president of the United States, it just names citizenship and age. And basically that's it. There's no special requirements, because for people to lead themselves, to govern themselves, there's no special requirements. There's no bloodline. There's no special education. There's no special training. It is who do you believe can best lead in that role, or can best perform in that role to govern, not to rule. Not to, you know, in the United States, politicians aren't leaders, they're public servants. And I'm old enough that I remember, you know, growing up, that was the way that we talked about them. That's the way my parents' generation talked about them. I don't hear that anymore. Now they talk about themselves as being the leaders of the leaders of you. And they want to tell you what to do and how to live, as opposed to someone like a President Zelensky, who's in the street leading from the front and going, look, rally around us. Here, we're going to stand firm. See if this sounds kind of familiar. You know, he has pledged his wealth, his life, and his sacred honor in service of the people of Ukraine. So he is either going to keep the country together or die trying. What kind of a leader are you? And this is a business show, not a political show. So let's make this relevant to your day-to-day life. What kind of a leader are you? Are you a leader who, when things get tough, you take a ride instead of suiting up and showing up and being with the people that need your help? Are you the type of leader that is in and around your team? You know, you're connected because you're there. I had a thing in the 1980s called management by walking around. You know, do you walk around? Do you talk to your people, regardless of what, you know, beyond your direct reports? or do you have the doors closed and only the people that have the right to get into the halls of power are your direct reports? Do you require that people have a certain educational background to be part of your organization? Now, there's some things that require certain types of educational background, right? You want an attorney that has been educated and trained in practicing law, correct? You want a doctor that has been trained and mentored in practicing medicine. And by the way, they're called law practices and practicing medicine for a reason. It's about skill. It's about mastery. So are you the type of leader that helps your team gain mastery? Or do you just decree that certain people with certain, I like to call them stickers, without the performance, right? Mastery is training, education, training, and performance results based. Whereas not having the practical side of it is something else. So are you focused on developing mastery in your team, helping your team members and team as operating as a team achieve high levels of mastery, which is progressive, right? There's never progressive in a sense that there's always another level. There's always a next thing, always a next level of performance to achieve, regardless of how high performing they are. Do you create an environment where it is fun? Do you bring people onto your team that crave that, that help drive that process? And watching the time here because I don't want to belabor the point. Or not. Now you take someone like a President Zelensky who's out in the streets with his direct team, with his cabinet, supporting his people. So think about that. You know, are you the type of leader, are you the type of business person that when your customers need help, that you take a ride, or do you suit up and go to them and see how you can help without looking to make a, you know, without it being about transactions? Help first, serve, right? Do you serve or do you decree? Different styles of leadership, and there's different styles of leadership, different modes of leadership, and some are appropriate in situations. You know, when a building's on fire, consensus decision-making, not appropriate, right? When the chips are down, like we're seeing in the Ukraine, do you take the ride to someplace safe and try to lead from the rear? Which, quite frankly, it isn't leading. It's just, you know, if you think so, you're probably not going to, you know, I doubt anybody that would believe that would be watching Wolf's Watch for any length of time. and if you're watching it now and you believe that, I doubt you'll be watching it again. You probably, you know, you'll either be jumping off shortly or after this episode's over, probably won't see you again. That's okay. For those of you that believe leading is done from the front, Zelensky is providing a great example. And you know, he's not following others. He's not incommunicado for the weekend on vacation. He is leading from the front. He is using technology in hands. They reach out to Elon Musk and ask, hey, can you help us? Because the invading forces from Russia shut down their internet connectivity, shut down their internet, or shut down power, which is classic military strategy, right? You disrupt communications. So they sent multiple requests to Elon Musk to help them out because he has satellite-based internet connectivity. And guess what? He turned it on for him. So within that, in less than a day, they made the request, they got the response. So there's another, you know, Elon Musk, true to his leadership style. You never see him attempting, you know, claiming to lead from the rear. He's always out front with the other leaders. So he turns it on. So now they have undisruptible internet connectivity. Now there's other not to get into technological weeds, there's other ways that can be disrupted, but that makes it a lot harder. It's a different game. So the communications are back up. You know, do you lead from a set of principles where you know when to take action and what action to take? It guides you. See, and this, we've talked about this before on Wolf's Watch, and you've likely got mentors, business advisors that have told you the same thing. You need to have a clear set of values personally and with your business, and those need to align, right? There may be some differences, but they can't be completely, opposed to each other, or it's not going to work well for you. You need to be aligned. But in your business, having those values in place guides what actions can be taken, what not. And when something's violated, it needs to be corrected. Right, so having a clear set of values that, for example, when you see something like going on in Ukraine, you would automatically respond in a certain way because that's what you do. That's the guidance you get from your values in order what decision to make and what action to follow through on with that. Or are your values such that you would sit back or lack of values. You know, you either you don't have them at all, so you're sitting back waiting to see what everybody else is doing. You want to follow the herd, or you have a set of values where you would not be a first mover when you see something that needs action. You'd wait to you're part of your value system. You know, if you don't have values and you do this, guess what? It is your values, because it's what's driving your decision criteria, your action. I'm going to wrap this up shortly. So if you did not take action and you just sat back and watched, and then after half the world jumped in and said, yes, we're going to take this action, we're going to do that, you know, they're going to respond to help, to block the invading forces, to make it harder for them to continue, and to support the country that's being invaded, Ukraine in this case, and taking prompt action against Russia in a way that's significant and meaningful, taking immediate action to respond to the requests for help from Ukraine, like Elon Musk did and like some governments. So private people and governments are doing that. What are your values? Are your values the type that you would support that? Or are your values or the type that you would sit back and not do anything unless so many other people do that you decide that you need to be part of it? What kind of a leader are you? And I tell you what, in 21st century, the type of leader you need to be is out front with a clear set of values, because if you don't have them articulated, your actions will articulate them for you. Right? As an entrepreneur, you lead from the front. You have to. Otherwise, your business doesn't work. You need to be amongst and listening to your team, your people that make your company run. You got to be listening to your suppliers. They give you what you need in order to serve your customers. And you need to be out listening to your customers and seeing what they're doing, because you'll see things, right? Because you're looking at it from over here, and just that slight shift gives a completely different perspective. You'll see opportunities to help them. And that may be directly getting paid for it. That may be because you can connect them with someone that can do it. But a way to serve them, to help them get what they need, which will strengthen your relationship with your customers. And the person, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, you know this truth. The person with the most and strongest relationships wins. You can have relationships with a million people that are paper thin, won't get you anything. Right? When you go out in the streets, like President Zelensky, and ask for help, paper thin relationships are the ones that won't respond. The ones you have strong relationships with, or they have values aligned with you that then build a strong, instant strong relationship with you, be the ones that respond first. So if you were in his shoes, if you had 1,000 strong relationships with key people around the globe, what would you get? You would get the kind of response that he got. I'm not saying that's the case for him specifically, but that's the impact of relationships. So are you the type of leader that gets a ride or goes into the street? Do you really listen to your people and your customers so that you can hear what they need, the ideas that they've got? And are you building strong relationships, or are they just paper thin? Three questions that will help guide your leadership in 21st century, and especially through challenging times. This is going to be an interesting week. Hope you stay with us. We'll be back with more on Wolf's Watch. And again, this is leadership and business oriented. Just given everything that's happened today, could not, you know, just wanted to honor what's going on in the Ukraine and the incredible example of leadership that President Zelensky is providing. And my hat's off to you, President Zelensky, from the heart. You know, hearts and prayers are with you. If there's some way to be of service, our ears are open. And thank you for the example that you are providing. Best wishes for your success.